As you get older, you kind of appreciate the grind a lot more.
Back to Falcons Training Camp
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time, Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, hanging out live from Flowery Branch, Atlanta Falcons training camp. The players will be trickling in this morning as they report. Probably get your key card for your room, your used-to-be playbook. Now it's the iPad or the Surface or whatever they give you. I was here when we transitioned from actual paper playbooks to iPads. It's kind of a pain in the butt, though, because you had to keep them charged. All the other stuff. You should just walk around with your playbook.
But, it was a little bit lighter to carry.
We'll be here the rest of the week. Checking out practice tomorrow. Checking out practice Friday. Steakhouse is here today. Andy and Randy's out here today. Dukes and Bell live from Hooters Mall of Georgia later this afternoon.
The Tajma Hooters, as they call it.
Yeah, 92.9 is your eyes and ears. And as we mentioned earlier, sometimes your nose, the smell of fresh cut grass and the sausage and pancakes going on. Next door.
You
got to pivot real quick. The Wrigley factory across the interstate. Sometimes the smells travel over here.
Maybe next big time paws. With bacon.
Big pause. All right, so we're going to talk about kick returns real quick. I got to give a shout-out to Brandon Mincy on Twitter, man, our buddy. Just tweeted at us with a video of Eric Weems taking back a kick against the Bucks. I don't know what – I think this is either 2010 or 2011.
It's 10.
Is it 10? Man, just seeing some of these guys, Michael Palmer, Corey Peters on the wedge at that point in his career. I mean, that's a guy that had a 12-year NFL career. He's back there on the wedge as a rookie. Some of the guys that you see in this video, man, just love a bunch of those guys. Eric Weems and Mincy's, look, his tweet, buddy, your tweet's on point. Wasn't a speedster in the least, but had such a natural feel for returning.
Do you remember the game that I want to say it was the game that Devin Hester broke that punt return record in. It was against, I think, Tampa. And Weems is in a position. He's in near the edge of the line. And there's, like, a player that comes in. And Eric Weems comes, like, from under the pads. And just – it was essential to get an uppercut.
Yeah.
And he jacks this dude's just whole body up. Yep. This dude was twice his size. And he put him on. Eric Weems was – he was small, but
– he wasn't scared of nothing.
But he packed a wallop if he laid a hat on you.
You don't want to know who was probably the biggest Eric Weems fan, maybe in Atlanta.
Keith Armstrong?
No. Mike Mularkey.
Really?
Mike Mularkey absolutely loved Eric Weems because he knew that he could put Weems in motion – that he was going to lay his body on a linebacker or whoever it was. Yeah. He could do a lot of things with Eric Weems on offense. So Mike Mularkey loved him. But look, he did have that feel for being a kick returner. And you, as a Falcons fan, are looking at the situation at kickoff return, punt return, all the above, and kind of wondering who has this. Now, Avery Williams, and we've been talking about the Orlando Ledbetter's article all day about some of these position battles. This is number 5, and he talks about Avery Williams. And he talks about how, look, he led the league in average punt returns, 16.2 in 2022. Everybody knows, tore his ACL in the spring last year, before last season, so didn't get a chance to do that. Here's the caveat. Cordarrelle Patterson's not here anymore. And we're talking about kickoff returns for the most part, but I think this is kind of all-encompassing. Cordarrelle Patterson's not here anymore. The rules have changed. This is going to be completely different in terms of what they're being asked to do on kickoff returns. They've adopted the old XFL rules where the players will be kind of 10 yards apart. Will you want a touchback? Will some teams sky kick it? It's going to be very interesting to see how these NFL teams handle these new rules, and I'm hoping we get a chance to look at it live out here in Flowery Branch over the next couple of days and see how it happens. Now, D-led list Avery Williams as the favorite, sort of, and then includes Rondale Moore, Ray-Ray McCloud, Mike Hughes, and even mentions Tyler Algier. I don't see the Tyler Algier thing. I know that Bijan, I think what D-Led's trying to say is that Bijan's going to get the bulk of the carries. They don't want to risk him. I'd be way more willing to say that Bijan will get a return before Tyler Algier does.
I agree that Bijan's more likely to get a return than Tyler Algier. I think Tyler Algier is on there, though, because we have seen the fact. Because I think in a lot of ways, a kickoff return this year could look maybe like a screen.
I agree.
Where, you know, you get the ball here, And now, and it's always kind of looked like that, but more than ever, with it being so compact, that it's going to be just a seal here and a seal here, right? And a hat here, and boom. And then when that sea spread, kind of the sea spreads, right? Boom. And if you can, and Algier has that burst. We saw it last year in Chicago. I think it was Chicago, where he got a little screen pass and he took it to the house like 90 yards or something. And he's also big and physical enough, and you might want to supplement getting him the ball. But I think you're right as well that Bijan is going to get that opportunity first and foremost. I think there's quite a few guys that you could see get that opportunity because of their skill set. But I think Avery Williams, who also was a running back at one point in time and maybe still will be on this team.
I'm curious to see what running back holds for him, honestly. You got Jace McClellan, a sixth-round pick. That's not a guarantee for being in that spot either. The one person he doesn't list that I think might have some of the most natural return abilities is Dee Alford. Right? He doesn't list him as far as a kick returner. I am curious, to your point, what does that look like? What is the scheme? Because I think you're right. It could look a little bit like a screen. I also would not be shocked to see it turn into kind of a zone run play, right, where you have all the blockers kind of attacking the play side shoulder and kind of cut back, and then burst through the hole. That's hard to defend if you're a kickoff team that's trying to cover the complete width of the field.
Yeah, that's a good call.